Anime.
Go.
Here we are, Code Geass R2, episodes 19 and 20 today.
We're still watching this show? Fuck. Oh, man. Come on.
Let's start with episode 19, Betrayal. So, just...
This whole show's been betrayal.
Well, yes, of course, but this is the real betrayal.
Okay.
So, Tokyo's gone.
Is it?
It was nuked.
Yeah, it was actually pretty fucking wrecked.
Sazak nuked it with Nina's bomb.
Because he had to live.
Yes, he did. And everything's gone. Lelouch has lost his mind.
Mm-hmm.
And Prince Schnitzel.
Schnitzel.
Calls a ceasefire.
Yeah, you know, you might want to because you nuked the fucking city.
Yeah, so he calls a ceasefire. He meets with the Council of the Black Knights, sans Zero. Because Zero does not want to talk to anybody right now.
He wants his Oni-chan. No, sorry, Imoto-chan.
Yes. He's his Nunnally. Yeah. Who is dead.
Is she, though?
Who is presumed dead.
She's dead as a doornail.
Pretty much. I mean, that's one hell of a miracle if she survived that.
The trick was, if you can't see the bomb, you don't die from it.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. Anyways, she's dead. Lelouch is like, whatevs.
Yeah.
I'm out of this whole fucking... I've got nothing to live for. Rolo, fuck off. Please go away. Nah. Eat dick and die.
Yeah, he basically says, haven't you seen? I've been trying to kill you. Yeah. Fuck you. I hate you.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. I never want to see you again.
Yes. At the same time, Prince Schnitzel is having that meeting with the Black Knights. And he reveals the secret. It's like, yo... I know who Zero is. More than you idiots do. Yeah,
this is a very interesting play.
Yeah.
Because his thing was, hey, you know what? I'm just gonna show all my cards. Fuck it. Who cares?
Yeah.
And that somehow convinces them to change sides pretty much, to get Zero.
Yeah. So basically he says, listen, I know who Zero is. He's my brother.
Yeah.
And
he's Britannian royalty.
And he killed a lot of people.
And he has a Geass power.
Yeah. And he convinces people to do those bad things. And he convinced Yuffie to kill the Japanese. He convinced him to kill your people.
He might have convinced...
You!
Me. I don't know. He might have convinced you, and you don't know, but we don't know.
And then Ogi shows up, and he's like, it's true. This motherfucker.
He... Fucking, I had my girlfriend, my girl, yeah. Even though I betrayed you first for some pussy.
Something like that. Yeah.
This is like the weakest argument I've ever seen in this show. For me, at least. Mm. Because even if, like, and they bring up all these points. So even if Lelouch has a power.
Yeah.
Like... He's still furthering your goal. Like, he's still... Like, the only part where people really broke down was, like, he could have done it to you. And he's like, oh, to me? He made me do the thing I want to do? Oh, fuck. Like...
Yeah, I think the way that, like, they try to frame it is that he's not doing it for any, like, greater good of their country.
Yeah.
He's... just playing a game. Like, it's all meaningless to him. It's just he wants to beat his brother at any cost.
Yeah, but at the same time, who cares? Because he's still making your country greater.
Yeah, and like, I get that argument too. Like, he's doing it for the greater good, but I mean, you can't ignore the fact that he committed like genocide on the team that he's supposed to be on.
Yuffie committed genocide. All right.
Yes.
Not Lelouch.
Now we know who committed it, but now they know who called the order.
She had her choice.
Oh, did she?
She could have chosen not to kill the Japanese people.
The part that I don't get is so the great order, they know that Lelouch is basically whatever.
Yes.
Actually, wait, before we get there, they call Lelouch into the warehouse, and they're like...
Oh, sorry, even before this, like, Ogi agrees, like, we'll capture you, Lelouch, or whatever. But the thing is, like, by doing that, you throw away every single thing you've worked for.
Yeah.
That's the part I can't get over.
Well, they made the argument. They're like, we'll give you Lelouch, but you give us Japan.
But that's not like... The Britannia has shown time and time again that they don't give a shit about their word. They don't give a flying fuck.
That's true.
And Ogi's on the fucking end of that. Like, he got fucking shot in the stomach by his girlfriend.
But bro, love. Love conquers all. Look where he is now.
You know what Ogi is?
Oh no!
Ogi's a simp.
Oh god.
Ogi's a sucker infatuated with mediocre pussy.
I don't know if she's mediocre though.
And she's no ninja maid.
Oh my god. Whatever, she is now.
Is she?
Well, Ninja Maid's dead.
Are you sure?
Oh, I'm pretty sure. She got nuked.
Maybe she saved Nunnally.
Listen, I don't care what kind of fucking ninja are. You can't outrun a nuke.
Yeah, but what if I teleport? What if I ninja teleport and leave a log where I was?
Wow.
Okay. And they nuked the log and not me.
Fair enough. I didn't think about that.
You didn't think about the log scenario?
Yeah. I didn't think about the log. Yeah, that's true. Then Indiana Jones jumped to a fridge.
Yeah, and he survived the nuke by jumping to a fridge.
Yeah, okay, I didn't think about that either. There could have been a fridge there.
There could have been a fridge there.
All right. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Like, the point is, Lelouch doesn't have the Black Knights anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They call him into the warehouse basically as like a surrender to us.
Or else
we kill you. And Colin's like, I'm gonna protect him. Yo, he brought us all this stuff, blah, blah, blah. And then Colin's just like, listen, Lelouch, just tell me how it is.
Yeah,
like,
what are you to me?
We're like, what am I to you? What have I been to you? And Lelouch looks up.
You are a pawn.
Yeah.
You are nothing but a piece in my game.
See, I love it. I love how he just commits.
And then as Colin's like, I can't do it anymore. I'll walk away from you now. And then he's like, live, Colin.
Yes.
Live.
And she's like, what? Huh? You secretly love me?
What does that mean?
And then Rolo shows up with the Shinkro and's like, let's bounce.
Yeah, also time powers.
Let's go. And they escape. At the same time, Sizak is at the base of the bomb explosion.
Yep.
And he's just like repenting. He's thinking.
He's just looking at a pool of water.
He's visited by Orange-kun.
Oh, yeah.
And Orange is like, listen, we're enemies, but...
we used to be bros.
We are linked intrinsically by fate, so I just want to acknowledge that, but next time, peace out, bro.
Also, I'm gonna go find Nunnally. Peace out. See you later.
And then he gets visited by Nino, who is now just like, I didn't think my bomb was gonna kill everybody.
I don't understand this character turn. Nina, for the whole two seasons, has been nothing but a fucking psychopath.
See what I said at the beginning?
Psychopath.
Like, remember at the beginning when I said, oh, Nina's the worst?
Nina's the fucking worst. And you know what? Nina's not the worst now because of who she is. It's of how that character is written.
Yes.
Because season one, she masturbates on a desk.
She does.
To the princess on TV in front of a blind girl.
Oh, yes.
She's fucking garbage. She's human garbage.
Yes.
And then she's like, yo, but what if nuclear bombs, though? Right? And then she's like, wait, my bomb, the thing that I developed for fucking years, it's gonna kill people? Oh, no. Like, are you retarded? Are you fucking stupid?
Yeah, like, I didn't, like, did she just really think, like, oh, this is the weapon that's going to kill Zero. Like, yeah, no shit will kill Zero.
And everyone else.
Yeah. So that was a thing. And
so dumb.
I don't know.
Nina sucks.
Yeah.
Nina's the worst.
She is. Anyways, the episode ends with Rolo and Lelouch's escape, but Rolo ends up using his Gyas way too much.
Oh, yeah, because he does some cool shit with it, too. Yeah. Like, he'll stop time for mechs that are in midair, and because those people are locked, their mechs just fucking fall to the ocean and explode. Like, he does some really cool shit.
Yeah. And then, because he uses it so much, he dies.
Yeah. And then he's like, brother, I know what you were saying to me. It wasn't true. It was a lie. You weren't trying to kill me. You were just trying to test me so I could be your true brother.
Man, the faith.
The faith in the bro. Faith. Right? And at this point, I'm just like, Rolo is so dedicated that he's dumb.
Yeah, as long as I'm like, if I had a brother, would he be that trustworthy of me? You know, it's like, I don't know.
Because he didn't Gios Rolo.
Yeah.
Right? Like.
No. This is like, yeah, this is all on Rolo. That's the wild part.
But it's.
Peace out, Rolo.
I hate, like, the one part I hate about this show is that for them to make any sort of way out of a stalemate,
yeah,
is that they have to make one character magically stupid. Because, like, everyone in this show has, like, 20,000 IQ. Oh, right? Yes. And then it's just like, ah, sorry, this one moment I had -5 IQ. And so
yeah.
I have to go now because I wrote myself into a corner.
Yep. And that's where the episode ends, with Lelouch being like, thank you for saving me, Rolo, and making me realize what my real mission is now.
Yeah.
I am alone. I have nothing left. I have no Shirley, no Nunnally,
mm-hmm.
no Suzak, no...
No nobody.
No Black Knights. But I have one mission, to kill my father.
The immortal.
Yes. More or less. So that's where episode 20 picks up, and it is called Emperor Dismissed.
Mm-hmm.
And the crux of this episode is that Britannia, specifically led by Suzak, talks to Prince Schnitzel and is like, listen, make me the Knight of One.
Yeah.
I'm going to carry out all the bad, because...
There is no Knight of One.
Yeah, because like at this point, Suzak is kind of just like, I am what I am. Like,
yeah, I am an assassin.
Yeah, he's like, fuck the justice. Yeah. I am here to do what's told.
Finally.
Like, we gotta just do it.
He's seen the light.
Yeah, he's like, I understand what... I don't know if he actually says, I see that Lelouch was right, but he more or less is like...
He's more like, I understand now, the means aren't worth it.
Yeah, he's like, I got it now.
My bad.
I'm gonna do things my way.
Or the highway.
Yes. And Schnitzel's like, yeah, I'll make you Knight of One, if I'm the Emperor.
But right now...
I'm not.
I'll be the Knight of One.
Yeah, and then it's like, wait, what? And he's like, and I guess they all get to the conclusion that, like, the current emperor doesn't really care about war or politics.
Yeah,
he's all about his magic research.
He literally called it mundane.
Yeah, and he's like, you go kill the emperor, I become emperor, and I'll make you number one.
Easy peasy.
Yeah, lemon linguine.
Stop saying that.
Why not?
It's not the same.
Yes, it is.
Ugh.
And, Suzak just goes to the island where the emperor is.
Yeah.
And he shows up, no mech, but they do hint at the fact that, like, he has a second Lancelot prepared.
Yes.
The Lancelot Albion. They never show it. But he shows up, sees the emperor, he's like, I'm here to kill you because whatever. Because
of stuff and things.
Yeah, and then the camera zooms out and Lelouch has, or sorry, Suzak has a fucking sword.
Yeah, he has Excalibur.
Yeah, like, where did you get that? And then just as he's about to slice him, Galahad shows up.
Yep.
The current Knight of One, I think.
He's got one eye.
Yeah. And he's protecting. Although they hint that his other eye does something.
It's like sewn shut.
Yeah.
And it's probably got to guess.
And it glows red and stuff. And Suzak can't beat him. He just can't beat him. Which is whatever. Because, yo, Lelouch shows up.
And he's all like, I don't need to beat you. I just got to sneak past
you. Yeah. And at this point, like, throughout the episode, Lelouch has been guessing like a billion people.
Yeah. See, that's the part where it's just like, here's Unchained Lelouch, and he's like, fuck it, you're dead, kill this person, do
and
things.
He has like the most extra of extra entrances, and he's coming in.
Yeah.
At the same time, we find out that Mordred's secret Gios is that she holds another person in her.
Yeah, she holds the soul of Lelouch's mom.
Yes. What's her face? Something the...
Mildred,
yeah,
of the Flash,
yeah, the Flash, yes, the Flash. So she comes and she sees like the broken C2, and she's like, "Yo, what the fuck are you doing? Let me get into your memories."
Okay,
come back out, C2. Stop fucking around.
Stop being a little bitch.
We got shit to do. C2 comes out. She's like, "Thank you for finding me. Like, obviously it was you. You're always
in." And this totally confirms our suspicion. That it's like, oh, convenient that this character is back when this character is gone. Convenient that this character is gone when this character is back.
Yeah.
Like, it. When they're all together, they're the supergroup.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you can't.
Yeah. That's kind of just like how all big supergroups roll, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you think of like.
That's how One Piece is right now.
Yeah. Or like, if you even think about the Avengers movies, right?
Like, yeah. They all have to be separate and then they come back through the portals. And
right. And then like, it. Yeah. That's how those. Like, that's just how it works.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I guess they are secretly going to the battlefield to try and protect Lelouch without anyone knowing.
Mm-hmm.
And so they do that. Lelouch gets there. Lelouch confronts his dad in the fucking sun chamber.
What are you going to do to me, Lelouch? Yes. Guns, gyas, swords, they don't work. I'm a mortal bitch.
And he's like, I know.
Bang.
Pop, pop. And he just blows up the entrance. He's like, now we're stuck in here together.
Yeah.
Forever.
Forever. Remember that time you were going to do a thing?
Yeah.
You can do it in here if you want.
Yeah, he's like, but you're not linked to the real world anymore. So
get wrecked, bitch.
Yeah. He's like, what have you done? What have you done? And he's like, and then Lucia's mind's like, listen, I can still die.
Yeah. I'm gone sooner or later.
You can't, bro.
Yeah, like there's no food here. I'm just going to starve to death.
Yeah.
Peace out.
Yeah, and that's where it ends. Which is an ending.
Yeah.
I don't really know.
And we got 5 episodes left
after this. Yeah. I know that they were in for some really cool mecha fights, obviously. But I don't know how the politics play out now.
Yeah, like putting Lelouch in basically timeout, interdimensional timeout, like I really want to see what they're gonna do now. And like this is the part where I'm getting, or like theoretically we should do another 2 next week and then 3 the next week.
Yeah.
But now I'm just like I need to know.
Like
I
how need does it
to
go?
I need to know.
How does it end? Yes, yes. I definitely forget how where they go from here. I just remember that like there's some cool robots.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's Code Geass.
Otherwise, it was it ironically Prince Schnitzel showing all of his cards in the same 2 episodes where the show shows all of its cards in terms of this is the only formula we have for writing this show because or else it doesn't work right, and so that's kind of disappointing, but it's still been a fun ride.
Yeah.
So
I don't know if the show has really played all of its cards just yet.
There's probably some bullshit happening because they showed like a rainbow over the island.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's some other stuff that has yet to be revealed that kind of changes the face of it. But otherwise, next week, we're just going to watch the last 5 episodes.
Just go through it.
And have fun with that. Okay. Thanks.
I need to know what happens.